Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Yo!
Hey,
what's
hey.
Cracking?
What's cracking? It's your girl, Lady Free.
And I'm your boy, Pastor Jay. We are back.
We're back in the building.
In the building.
Y'all, thank you so much for tuning in to Shift Real Talk TV.
Yes.
This is Shift Real Talk Tuesdays. We air every Tuesday, 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. And tonight,
our Thanksgiving special.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Because I believe this topic is going, I mean, this topic will probably go with this Thanksgiving outing here, you know?
Okay. Yeah. So the hot topic that we have for you tonight, because that's what we do, we talk about real love, life, we talk about relationships, we give you solutions to real people in real relationships with real issues, and we back it up with the real word of God. So that's how we rocking, okay?
Mama, see glory. What's his name? But see, what's his name?
No,
The little, okay, right. I'm sorry.
So listen, the hot topic we have the hot topic we have for you today is how do you choose your ship? We talk about relationship. We talk about friendship. We talk about situationship. How do you choose? A lot of people today don't understand even how to choose the right friendships. They think because they've been in a friendship with this person for ever since they was young, even if that person is toxic, they think that, okay,
I've known this person for so long, you know what I mean?
I mean, he is or she is how,
I've been around
this
person, you know, this is how this person is.
And, what about relationships? How do you choose your relationships? How do you know if this is the person you should connect yourself with?
Can you choose parentship?
Can you? No, you cannot.
I added
You're
that.
Born into that.
Yeah, you can't. Can you do something about that, though, if your relationship with your parents are toxic?
Absolutely not. Your parents are who they are. And the Bible say, honor your mother and your father, so your days will be long on the earth.
I'm just saying, because I know some people who have some toxic situationships with their parents, and this is toxic.
Right, but that does not give you.
Well, we need to find something in the scripture that talks about I know you got to honor them, but
does not contradict his word. He says, honor your mother and your father,
You have to honor them even in the toxicity?
He did not put a B clause in there to say if they're good parents. They brought you into this world. They were the vehicle that he chose to bring you here. So that's what we're talking about tonight.
Yes.
We're talking about, how do you choose your ship?
My baby girl already on. What's up, baby? Love
so
you.
So listen, this is the deal. We need to really get into this, because today there's a lot of influence around us telling us what we should do, how we should choose the person we love, and how we should choose our friends. And they telling us situationships, you know, that's that relationship that really don't have a title to it. They telling us it's okay to have those, and you know, you could do whatever as long as it feels good to you, whatever you love. But we trying to put in there that maybe that's the way the world does it, the culture, the society does it. But there's a way that the kingdom says that we should do all things so that we can have a better life, and so we can live it according to God's plan. And that plan, he said, is a good one. So that's what we're getting at today.
So, thank you, sweetie. I really wanted to deal with this topic today because it's so important, because a lot of us are in situations and we don't even understand when the situation goes bad that this is a situation that we chose to be in.
Right.
And a lot of times we can avoid a lot of stuff out of the situation that we put ourselves into if we knew what we were getting into
before
we got in, even got into the situation.
Right.
So that's important, man. You know, so I believe, first of all, I believe the first thing you should understand is when you're choosing a situation to be in with somebody, I really believe you should really, first of all, I think you should think about the space that you're in.
There you go. That's number one.
That's number one. Because
what
if you're not
you in?
Because right. if you're not in a good space, that is not the opportunity or the time to even choose to be in situations that are not going to be conducive to helping you even deal with the situation that you're in already.
Right. So if I'm not in a good place, basically long or short, I should not be bringing someone else into a space that's not even good for me.
Sexy self. You
I'll
better go ahead,
I'll take
girl.
That.
Ain't she looking good, y'all? My wife looking so good. Lord have mercy, Jesus.
So
he coming in the Honda.
Hey, but he should have.
The Lord is my
Toyota.
Shepherd, and he know what I want.
Oh my God. So listen, that's the thing. That's where we at with it. It's like, I was talking to my nephew the other day, and he's in the very first relationship he's ever been in.
It says, "Don't provoke your children." Okay, Lisa, hold on to that. We're gonna come back to that. The scripture. I knew.
Yeah, Aunt Liza. That's Aunt Liza, not Lisa. Aunt Liza.
Liza. It says, don't provoke your. Tanisha, what's up, girl? She said, when we were talking about the parenting, that
right.
toxic, it said, does not provoke your children.
Okay, so.
We'll deal with that. We're going to come back to that.
Hold on to that.
Hold on, but that is, God, we're going to use that. We're going to come back to that because my wife. No, it's
my,
good.
My baby says, say it one more time for the people in the back. If I am not in a good space, then I should not be trying to bring anyone else into a space that's not even good for me.
So in other words, layman terms.
Come on.
If I just got out of another situation, there's no way that I'm able to even exist in a whole new situation right after I just got out of a whole nother situation.
Because people have to understand, when I am just getting out of a relationship, that means that I need time to figure out who I am outside of the other person I was
yes.
in a relationship with.
Even friends. A lot of us jump into friendships because we think friendship. And, it, and like I said, we talking about all type of ships. So it ain't just a marriage or a relationship. This is friendship.
This is friendship.
Some of us even get into friendships because we just had an argument with a friend, you know what I'm saying, that we've probably known for a long time. And because that relationship or that situation is not at a good point or a standpoint, then we looked for a whole other situation with somebody else that we don't even know.
You talking about friendship?
I'm talking about ship, period.
Oh, I thought you were talking about specifically friendship at that point.
I'm talking about ship,
because today,
period.
People are just trying, hey, friend, what's up, friend? Everybody is friend, but that's not how it always was. I remember a time when you would pick your friends very carefully because you know those are the people who are going to have your ear when you're going through situations in your life and you need somebody that's going to be there for you to
hey,
really
Mama
give
Pearlie.
You that good information, that good advice. You know, that's the one that's going to ride with you. That's the one that's going to have your back. You have to be real careful. How do you choose your friendships?
That's right.
How do you choose?
And two, you got to really understand this too. People can pick up when you truly are not in a good space. Mm-hmm. That is, trust me, that is a magnet or a target for people to really come together to feel like, oh, they can either get what they need or push you to be what they need you to be for them.
In what kind of ship?
In any ship. If most people can notice when you are not in a good space.
Uh-huh.
Because sometimes we wear it on our face.
Yeah.
Sometimes we respond to certain things, or sometimes we just blank. Like, man, I just went through something, or you know, I just had this certain thing happen, and I just don't even fit. So you sometimes we tell it. You know, so I know women, especially women. Women are very forthcoming when they have gone through certain things, or when they're not in a good space. Most women will tell it. They are very forthcoming.
So, okay, so what are you saying exactly?
I'm saying when you acknowledge or you have given the information of the fact that you have not been or you are not in a good space,
yeah,
you now become a target to either be used or to use, be used, to or to be used?
To use or to be used?
Yeah.
Okay, so basically you're trying to say in a relationship.
Yeah, in a relationship period. Not just a relationship, but even in a friendship. Because sometimes, like I said, if you're very forthcoming where you are, you can get with somebody, because everybody's not your friend.
But usually friends happen, I guess friendships do. I don't know. I've never known a friendship. I mean, not that I know of. I mean, I'm not the guru on friendship.
Tanisha, this the word that I was looking for.
What?
It's called vulnerability. You become vulnerable. So when you are in a vulnerable state, you cling or you look for certain things to help you deal with the situation or the lonely place or the low place that you feel that you're in. So okay. In that vulnerable state, you don't even depict what's good and what's not good.
So basically where we at, when you are in a vulnerable, and I like that. Thank you, Tanisha, for the word we was looking for. When you in a vulnerable state, not even your friendship, you don't need to become friends. You know, some people, to be honest, prey on people in vulnerable situations.
That's right.
Because they have something they want to gain. You don't know today whether or not, as a female, if I'm leaning on you, well, not you, but if I'm leaning on another female and I'm vulnerable and I'm really like going through, I want to know that she will be able to be there for me and not have a hidden agenda for me behind how she's there for me.
That's right.
If that makes any sense. You have to know who it is that you are giving your information to, because everybody, I think Mind Provoking says on here that everybody is not your friend. Everybody is not your friend.
She also said, weak with no backbone leaves you vulnerable and open to be used, misused, and mistreated.
And a lot of times when you're getting out of a relationship, you are weak. And you are trying to figure out where your backbone went.
That's right, Liza. She said, you must use discernment. Remember the serpent in the garden. That's right. You know what? It's so amazing that you say that, because I don't know. I'm not going to say Eve was in a vulnerable state, but it was so easy for her to get deceived. It was easy. You know what I'm saying? I could have just imagined the state that she was in. You know what I'm saying?
Talk about it.
I could imagine the state that she was in. And the point was, because it was so easy for her to go against what she knew, and she already knew. Now, mind you, even though the commandment wasn't given to her, I'm sure that the two of them that are now supposed to be one flesh, because remember, they are, God created Eve for Adam.
Right.
So the point that I'm saying is that because she was created for him, she was his helper. God gave him the command to not eat of this fruit, of the tree, the fruit of the tree of mm-hmm. good and evil.
Right.
Of knowledge and evil. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But the point is, the point was, the serpent went to her, the weaker person. So if she's weak, if she's the weaker person, that means her level of vulnerability is easy to speak to. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, it's easy to speak.
It's easy to speak to the weak if you're being weak.
No, but that's not the weak that, no. That's not the weak that I believe that women are, that God says she's the weaker vessel.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not talking about in general. I'm just saying
you're
the
talking
state.
About when you're in a state of vulnerability.
Yes, that state of vulnerability. Yes.
Right. Cause,
yes.
Yeah.
I'm not generalizing it. I'm saying that this is a woman thing. No.
Yeah.
Don't, get that
right,
out your head.
Gotcha. Because the weaker saying, vessel is just that we're weaker
in
stature.
No. This has
muscle.
Any.
Okay.
Because a man could be weak. A man could be
so
in a vulnerable state.
So we were talking about Eve, so I thought you were talking about Eve.
No, I just used that.
Vessel.
I was just putting us in the mindset of, even though it happened to her,
right.
But the mindset of somebody being weak, how easy it is to influence somebody who is that weak. How easy it is to speak to that vulnerability. Yes.
This question I have, do we really want healthy relationships anymore?
That's right.
Do we really want to be in a relationship where this person is lifting me up? This person is, not only this person is doing it, but I'm also giving and receiving, as and they're giving and receiving, so our cup will never run empty. Do we really want that anymore? Or are we just going on our feelings and our emotions and what we want for today, for right now?
But do, like I said, even in that state of weakness, do you really know what you want? You really don't. But and the thing is, you've got to remember this. The enemy is so cunning. He studies us. He studies us at every given moment.
Right.
He studies the weaknesses and he studies the strength. Mm-hmm. And I believe even in our strong points, he studies that to even know how to bring us back to that weak stage.
I agree.
So the point is, we may appear and we may want to let off that we're strong, but in the inside, we really are dealing with certain things.
And that's why number one is we got to realize where we are, what state of mind we truly are. You can fool people, but it's bad when you try to fool yourself. We, like, you know what state of mind you're in. You know if you're not ready to jump into another relationship. You know when your friends are not real friends. We know these things. God created us to be the most intelligent species on the face of this earth. So we mm-hmm. know so much more than we act.
Exactly, exactly.
Like, so.
And the crazy part is a lot of us, and you know what the sad part is? A lot of us stay. We stay when we know that it is not good. We stay when we know that, because here's another thing to even go to understand how we pick our ships. You have to be able to be yourself.
If you can't be you.
You have to be able to be you in, with mistakes and all. You yeah. got to be able to be who you are. If yeah. you got to hide who you are for the sake of the relationship, for the sake of the existence of that relationship, then you are not picking the right ship.
And the only way that I know of that we can be ourselves is stop faking on social media. Not the only way. That's one way. That's the main way I thought of right now. We build these lives, these fantasies on social media because that's the way we communicate now mostly to people in the world to let them know who we are when that's really not the person we are.
Yes.
It's like today we're so afraid to be our vulnerable, flawed selves that we have to create something Thank so you, we Liza. Can get some likes.
That's right.
We have to create something so we'll seem important. And what we don't realize is our minds are being conditioned that we have to get the approval of everybody else to validate who we are. And that is not the way God created us. He says, there are some things that I said about you that you don't even know about that's in my word. If you want to know what's on my mind, I put it in a book so that you can read everything that you need to know about what's on my mind about you. But instead of that, we go to social media to be validated, and we have to stop doing that.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing, Lady Free. A lot of times when you allow to be yourself, then you are really giving the truth about where you are. And if you allow to bring the truth, then what happens is either the person that you are connected with, they're either going to understand who you are and help enhance
Come on.
Who you are.
Come on.
Or they will bring down who you are, knowing the truth. Meaning, oh, you are this type of person and you don't need to be that way. And you know, so they're not even speaking life to the true self of you.
Your true self.
To right. your true self.
They're so, trying to create you to be who they trying want to, you
so in
to
other
be.
Words, if somebody knows that you are a giving person, this the truth about you, and somebody comes against you and say, well, you shouldn't be so giving because people going to disrespect you. And here's the negativity in you being your true self. Now this is something that I learned in counseling. Now, you know, I'm in school right now. And it's something that I learned. It's like people who really understand who they are, you are, as a counselor, you really got to speak to that person who they are. You got to really speak, you know, you got to really, so you give these open-ended questions to the person that you know who they are to be, and then you affirm it. You affirm it, but that affirmation only makes them feel better about themselves.
Better about who they are.
They feel better about who they are.
And if you feel good about who you are, you're more likely to share the true you.
Yes, exactly.
So how should you pick relationships? How should you pick friendships? First of all, I put situationships on there. You shouldn't even pick situationships, because situationships mean that you in a situation. And that situation is going to be like the Titanic, because at some point it's not built on nothing solid, which is the word of God, for number one, and values and boundaries and standards. That ship going to sink soon.
Exactly.
That ship never lasts. I don't care what city, state, nation, whatever, wherever you go. If you are in a situationship, it's a situation that soon will sink. That's just real talk.
Let's go back a couple of comments. Liza Phillips, we thank God for you, Liza. Thank you for being on with us again. Know it's the nature of people. Excuse me, y'all. Mama Pearlie, we love you. We love you, Mama Pearlie.
Let me read what Mama Pearlie said. She says, we have to pray and ask God daily to give us strength to be ourselves. Yes, we do. She says, we have to love ourselves before we can love anyone else.
That is so true, we have to love ourselves before,
but you can't introduce me to somebody you don't even love and expect me to love that person.
Yes, right. And that's a lot. That's where we go wrong. A lot of us want people to love the person that we don't even really know.
We haven't even met that person because we refuse to allow that person to come forth, because we don't know if people gonna click a like on us.
Yes.
Really? Okay.
Mind provoking
says, most individual true identity isn't acknowledged or accepted. Let's put a pin in that, because I agree. Therefore, masking is more acceptable than someone appearing better than the next. Let me tell you something, mind provoking. That is so true, because we have learned to accept that as the norm. So the thing is, what happened to us liking who we are? Because we know that God created us. And how can another human being who God created tell me I'm not who as amazing as he says I am? So we look for everybody else to accept us and acknowledge us. And what would happen if we chose not to? What would happen if we chose to uncondition our minds to believe that acknowledgement and acceptance from people, some of which we don't even know, matters more to us than what we feel about ourselves?
And I remember when I got with my wife, we had broke up, and we got back together. Mm-hmm. And the second time we got back together, because I really found out who I was. Yes. When I got with her, I was like, well, this is, I'm going to give you all of me, but this is the me that I'm going to give you that I want you to accept. Now, you can either accept me for who I am. That's who I am.
No.
I'm not saying how I came to you, I'm not giving the short version of it. I'm not telling the whole story, but the whole basis and the whole point was, this is who I am.
Right.
This is me.
That is true. That's the foundation of that conversation.
This is me. Unapologetically, unequivocally, indubitably.
I'm not going to tell the long story. I'm just going to tell this little part, because it sounds better when it's the true version of it. Okay. That was the interpretation.
That's right, Tanisha, as I am.
This is the true version of it. When we finally got back around each other, I said to him, you know what? This is me. Like, I just want to be me. I don't want to date. I just want to be me. And he said, oh, good. Because I just want to date. I don't want to be in a relationship yet. We just got back around each other. And the whole thing was, I let him know, I just want to be me. And he said, good. I just want to be me too. And we told each other things about each other. We started learning about the us that was revealed to us in the 3 years we was broken up. And that's how it was. And it's like, because he came to me with, this is me. And he was the guy that I was praying for. Like, even though I was upset with him after breaking up and all of that stuff, I was like still praying for him. God, first it was like, God, you need to help him see himself and all that stuff. But then it turned into a more loving prayer. Like, okay, God, if he really knew who he was, like the God that I see, the God that you're showing me, then he would really stop acting like this or show him, you know, that was my prayer. When he came back around 3 years later, I was like, wow, okay. Yeah. You could tell that he was totally different in his demeanor, in how he communicated, in his consideration. It was just, he was a totally different guy.
I guess what she wanted to do, I was trying to give you the short version.
Sometimes women give details.
I know, but you took the detail from me you took the short version from my mouth and took it to your mouth to give the detail.
Sounded pretty awesome to me. It was my experience. I wanted to share.
You good. She wanted to tell her side, but I understand she did. Took the, and it's cool. But again,
because you was like, I allow, told her.
But the whole point, you got to love me
that's
whole
not
point,
how it happened.
The whole point is when you allow each other to be who you are to be.
Right.
And when you can be yourself totally, then that is a great connection with somebody where you don't have to be something else. Right. Because if you are being something else, then you are being a big lie.
Ooh.
You are being a big false you. You being a false you, and you cannot
denied.
You cannot exist in any ship being false.
You cannot come on, say that again.
You cannot exist in any ship.
Any ship
being false. Mm-mm. You got to be able to stand on the ship and be totally who you are.
Stand for
the ship to even stay afloat.
Okay, so you've been through some things.
Yeah.
Okay, so you went through a hard childhood.
Who hasn't?
You went through some bad breakup.
Who hasn't?
You wish your mama would have did this better or your father would have been there. So we get it. All of us, everybody has gone through at least one of those scenarios.
That's right.
We have to learn that all of us are flawed. Every single one of us are flawed.
That's right.
And instead of getting with somebody, trying to change them to be the person to fill the void you need to be filled, why don't you learn to get with that person and just learn who they are? Learn about that person. Let them learn about you. And if they don't like the you that you are, guess what? It's okay. They not the guy. They not the chick. Because that's what you're looking for, right? The right person?
Yes. Let me say this. Liza said, she said, you all could relate the second time around. Therefore, you all could form a relationship.
Yes.
But I got to say what Tanisha said. This is so true. She said, yes, because the representative will tell on you at some point.
At some point, their representative will be like,
Johnny Cochran will definitely come out and represent the real you at some point in time.
That representative will be like, I'm sick of hiding.
Look.
I'm just finna to be me.
I am who.
Then you done fell in love with the representative.
Yeah, you done fell in love with this make-believe person, and now the representative done left because he got tired. Like,
everybody comes on their best behavior when they first get there. Give it time. You don't know what flavor the tea bag is unless you put it in hot water. How does that person respond when things get tough? How does that first person respond when you going through, like, especially us as women, when we're going through as we get older, there's different changes and stuff that we go through. We grow into a whole, men too, we all grow into different people as we mature in life. Is that person going to be able to ride that wave with you, or are they just only going to be one of the you that they met back then? And it's like, oh, no, I ain't signed up for this. No, you have to be daring enough to just be who you are.
That's right.
Unapologetically me with no bars. Like, and let that person see you for who you are.
That's
and
right.
If that person cannot accept you, hey, maybe you will find that person that will say, you know,
whatever
what?
Goes into the dark, whatever goes into the dark comes to the light. One's truth will surface and one's true identity changes the perspective of said person's character. That's
and
right.
When that person comes to the light and their truth surfaces, you still have to make a choice. I'm glad you said that mind provoking, because the true identity, she said, changes the perspective of that person's character. Yeah, it does. But you have to be wise enough to understand that the character of that person has now come to the light. This is who that person is. Is this the person you want to be with?
Amen. Come on, Lisa, Liza. Amen. She's in the amen choir, so we're going to give you, amen.
So, Aunt Liza, listen, I love your comments. Keep them coming. Yeah. Tanisha, keep them coming because this is what the conversation
is about. So here's the thing.
About.
Now, here's the thing. Okay, now, we said the first thing that we need to do is to not choose a ship when we're in the space that we're in.
Yeah.
And we also said you need to also be able to be yourself because, again, this is where the pouring into, this is where you allow to hold this person, the standard of bettering themselves.
So that's number two.
So you got to be to the second, the third one, the third one, I really believe is so important because without, you cannot have any relationship without the root word of relationship. And that
relate.
Is relate.
Relate. How do you relate to that person?
Is you have a friendship. You've got to be able to have a friendship.
Yeah.
I don't care what ship it is. A situationship. Well, I do care about that. But a friendship, a relationship, any kind of ship. You got to be able to have a friendship where you can relate to one another. That's where friendship is the relating. Friendship is the conversation.
Friendship is the person that's going to keep it 100 with you.
Friendship is the I'm holding you accountable. The friendship is, listen, I want to make sure that you are even being the person that you said you're going to be.
The friendship is you might not like what I said, but I said it because I love you.
I said it because I love you.
The friendship is not that person always going to be yes, 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 yes. Oh, girl, yeah, that's not
the friendship. The friendship is if I know that I'm wrong because you are my friend, you're not going to condone my wrong.
You're not going to amen my wrong.
Mm-mm. You're going to make sure that, listen, this is what's right. Do what's right so that you can at least receive what God has for you being right.
I
want what's best for you.
As your friend. And if I need to back up for a minute and let you have a moment, then I'll respect your space. Respect comes in how you relate. If your person has boundaries, do you respect their boundaries or does it have to be your way?
Yes.
These are some things that'll help you learn how to choose your ship. Do I choose somebody who's always going to make it about them and it's never about me? I'm always the problem and they never wrong?
Yes.
That's not going to change unless God changes it. So will you choose that ship for you or will you value yourself enough to say, what? I'm not going to allow you to mess up my mentality, to distort my mentality. And now I'm walking around with all of these issues mentally because I allowed you to play with my mind like that.
Oh, we got some good comments. We got to go back. Liza said, but we make the mistake that we can change the direction of the ship even when the ship is sinking.
Even when the ship is sinking, baby, we're not going to be able to change that direction.
You can't change the direction now. We don't have that power now.
And you know what, Aunt Liza, I'm going to say this. A lot of times the reason why the ship is sinking is because you decided somewhere, you woke up and says, I got to change directions. And because you chose yourself, that ship has begun to sink.
That's right.
Titanic.
Tanisha, oh my God, this is so powerful. She said, learning to relinquish control, being able to connect without controlling the narrative or person.
Oh my goodness. Make it make sense. Hey, babe, come on.
I had to get my shout on after that one.
I'm talking about learning to relinquish control.
I drop a piece of this mic shouting,
but
girl.
She said being able to connect.
Connect and not
without
control.
Without controlling
connect
the narrative.
Connect and not control. You know what? But that you know what's so true?
Everybody need to give Tanisha a hard on that.
You know why people do that? Because they really scared of your response. So they try to control how you respond to them. So it's about really controlling the response.
Or,
but if you understand this is who that person is, yeah. It's only about connection. If we have a connection, that what we do is we connect to God so that the connection that I have with you is only holding you accountable to God, right. But not my control to changing you.
Because God
is the only person that can change us.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Wow. Let me tell you something. Another reason why people try to control you is because they don't have control in their own life. So because they don't have control,
Lady Free.
They try to control girl, you. Don't let it happen.
Lady Free, say that again.
Don't let it happen. And I hear that a lot when counseling young women or older women. It's like, stop trying to control him, sis. Because when you
do that, you're
doing is showing that you have no control. A lot of times we try to grab on tight to a situation when we feel like we're losing control.
Yes.
Sometimes we have to just let it go and let God.
That's right.
That's not just a cliche, baby. That's real.
That's real talk. We love that. That gets an amen in the church.
Let go and let God, baby.
Mama Pearly said, she said, a lot of times I've observed some of my friends date a person for a year or so, and then they move in with each other. Hold on.
And they find out they are totally
incompatible in that area, but they feel stuck. Mama P, let me tell you something. That is so prevalent in today's society. Well, I didn't want to say today's society because I did that.
It's been prevalent for a long time. We've just been seeing it on social media.
Let me tell you what it is. This is the easy way to really not deal with who you truly are. Because some of us are afraid of failing. So we feel like if we get with somebody, you're going to actually help break this fall.
Wow.
You're going to actually help break this fall. So it's not the fact that we're incompatible. It's just that we put ourselves in a situation only ordained by God. And what we do is we control how we fall or how we exist by getting in a situation that ain't got nothing to do with God.
And you talking about stuck. Let me tell you something. Every last person that has ever dated more than once have been in a situation where they felt stuck, right? But as soon as the breakup happened, it's like, ooh, a weight was lifted off my shoulder. It's like you feel so much better. You might be crying, yeah. You might hurt a little bit, yes. And all of those things are true. Things are going to be different around the house. This person not going to be in your life no more.
Exactly.
It's scary. It's a new place. It's changed. All of that. But when you finally break up, it's like you know that was the wrong person because you feel a weight lifted. For those people who are stuck, the only thing I have to say is you got to do the hard part and just it's got to be like a clean cut.
Yes.
It's got to be a clean cut.
But the whole point, the whole purpose of that, because the thing is, if I'm your friend, I should be able to help you without moving in.
Come on. How about this? If I'm your friend, I should be able to tell you that you shouldn't move in with that person, especially if we have experience in the situation. Like moving in with the person never works. Well, some people say it does, but it didn't work for us.
I'm telling you, it don't work. And because, again, there's no true happiness. Because guess what? You really have not. Because when you move in and you don't move in with the mindset of marriage. So if you move in and we're just dating, then what you doing is, let's go back to this number two. You're not being your true self. You are lying. You're not being your true self. Because guess what? Because now you are two single people who are existing in a situation that only people who are one are supposed to exist in.
And you know, that should let you know that these people one of the other person really wants that truth, that marriage. Because when you move in with somebody,
you want that marriage,
you're existing as if you are married. So somewhere along there may be somebody in their relationship that's not being honest about what they truly want from the relationship. And they're accepting the fact that, you know, why buy the milk if you can get the cow for free type situation. Now, that's a situationship.
Yes. So it's so, mind you, me and my wife. Well, before we got married, now we were engaged, and when we were engaged, that's when we got the place. But we both had our own places,
Yeah.
And but the point was,
it was like 2 weeks before we got married.
2 weeks before we got married.
Because he was paying rent at my place and his. Yeah, and he couldn't.
And I was like, I was paying rent in two places.
Yeah.
But I told her though, but I was like, not until we are sure that we are really about to come, I'm not moving in. I'm not moving in with you because I don't want to make the same mistake that I did the first time.
Right.
Because once you, because remember, this is a level of comfortability. If I'm already inside the house and I'm acting like the head of this house, then why do I need to make it official? I'm already official.
The only good thing I feel like that, I mean, and I still don't condone it, just because we make mistakes in life don't mean we can't tell somebody else not to make the same mistakes we made. But one thing I knew for sure was your motive was not just to pull me along. You didn't give me a hush ring, you know, an engagement ring that just to tell me, shh, stop asking me if we get married. Stop asking, you know, the hush ring. What you did was you said, okay, I can't afford both places anymore. And of course, I could have paid my own rent, but I didn't. That's a whole nother story. But it was like the wedding was already, you know, in progress 2 weeks before the marriage. You know, he decided, okay, I'm coming. And, you know.
Yeah, because the place that we were going to actually was really luxurious. So it was like, let's go on and, you know, get it together.
Yeah,
and
I can admit that, you know, if my dad would have known about that, he would not have approved. Even as an adult woman, my daddy don't play. My daddy believe in right
Jesse
and
Moore,
wrong.
What's up, man?
Pop Jesse.
So listen, y'all, today, just a little side moment, a little commercial break. Today, actually yesterday, this time last year, I was in the hospital. I had a major heart attack.
Right.
And I'm so thankful today that today marks 1 year.
1 year later.
Later that I am still here.
Still alive.
Still alive. And I'm so grateful to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I promise God from this day forward that I'm going to do everything he's asked me that he's told me to do. Because I realized he spared my life.
Yes, he did. For a reason, baby.
Because there's more for me to do. So I'm going to make sure that I don't die full. That I give out with God. So, Deevra, you get ready. When we come to Atlanta, you get ready, girl. I promise you. We doing some things. I promise you that.
Hey,
we doing some things.
And also,
y'all, we just want to take a little moment out to just, man, y'all enjoy your holidays, man. This is Thanksgiving. We wanted to come on today and just kind of like share with you, you know, Thanksgiving is a day. And I remember, you know, being in a relationship for Thanksgiving, but not really in that relationship. So I wouldn't spend time with that person because I really wasn't with that person.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why I was like, this could kind of like tie into even this situation, because Thanksgiving is a time to spend with family. It's a time to spend with loved ones. It's a time to spend with friends. And a lot of times we think the people that we talking to are at work. They say, oh, for some reason they got two jobs and they at work. Or they can't see you.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? But I really honestly believe. No, I ain't saying that some people ain't at work. Because some people may be at work. But I'm just saying, when I was truly out there and I was really doing what I was doing, the wrong thing, I would not be with this person because I really didn't want to be there. I really wanted to be over here. And that's not. And we got to realize, too, man, like, you know,
direction your ship is going in.
There you go.
Jump off the ship. Like jump that off dude the ship. Did when that dude jump threw that ship. Hat up.
Jump off the ship.
That day.
Jump off the ship.
Y'all listen, let me say this. We have more than one person watching this podcast right now. I only see one like. I need everybody who is watching this podcast right now. It doesn't take anything but a click of the finger. I need everybody to like, and I wanted to say this too, and I told Pastor Jay today, we have one person that shares at least four times during the podcast session.
Don't be fussing.
No. Oh, I'm going to fuss.
No, not
about that.
No,
not about
fussing.
That. People are
not fussing.
No, baby, I'm not. I promise you. I'm just saying, if you want it, if we want the likes, we have to ask for them. like the page if it's doing you some good.
No, we want but the likes. But I want to say this, though. We give them the thing to
you
like.
You interrupted me when, well, babe, you interrupted me when I was about to say something very positive.
Okay.
Now, we have one person on here that, like I said, at least four times during the podcast, this lady shares this content. And it's not because she's asked to, because she just really enjoys it to the point where she wants to share it with her friends. And we want to ask you to send us your Cash App, because we want to just say thank you and invest back into you for what you're doing for Shift Real Talk Tuesdays. So Mama Pearly, we want to say thank you so much for sharing this content, because it means so much to us to know that it's not just reaching those who are online right now, but it's also reaching people that you love. So thank you so much, and send us your Cash App so we can bless you. We love you so much.
Now listen, I don't want to be biased here, because I know Mama Pearly shares the content, but we got people on here that support us and been supporting Absolutely. Us from day one. So I don't want to.
So wanna, I guess so that'll come out of my account.
Yeah, it's gonna come out because again, that if you want to give thank you, then let's be right in our giving thanks, because Deevra, my baby girl,
oh, I know,
has supported us.
She definitely from, has,
and she supports us, and she stays on. She don't click off. She stays on
and gives and amazing, she gives amazing information that usually people pay for.
Yeah, that usually seriously that because she's a licensed therapist, yes, back in the city of Atlanta. And I just want to tell her thank you. And thank you. And we're going to take care of you on Christmas, though. We're going to Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have to celebrate each other.
Tanisha,
y'all.
Thank you.
Yes.
My family member.
Keisha and Scooter. Keisha and Scooter. You so much. You know Pop Jesse.
My dad, Liza. Thank you.
I mean, if we start calling out, I should have. Yes. Well, I told you I wanted to celebrate Mom Pearly because she shares.
I got you. I understand
so that was just for the person that's sharing the content. We thank everybody for the love that you share here on Shift Real Talk. Because if it wasn't for you, promise you, we would not be here. You know, so we love you all.
Yeah, we love y'all, man.
A-L-L.
We love y'all, man. I promise you, man. We are so grateful and we're so thankful for this platform.
Elsa, hi. Thank you for coming in.
We thank y'all. No, we just took a little moment. Yes. But I just kind of want to go back on those three things that I really believe is so important in choosing our ship. First thing we said was what?
You have to understand the state that you're in.
The space that you're in.
If you're not in a good space,
you shouldn't
reach out and bring anybody else into
that. If you're not in a good space, you shouldn't be in another place.
Come on. Don't reach out and bring someone else into your space when that space is not a good space.
When that space is cloudy, do not bring somebody in this cloudy space.
Which means if you're going through a breakup, don't try to substitute the pain and mask the pain with someone else. Go through your breakup. Actually go through the pain. Face it. Deal with it. Do your work. Heal thyself. And then get into a relationship with someone, because usually you choose people in the place that you're in. So if you're in a broken and low place, your picker's not broke. You just didn't give yourself time to heal.
Ooh.
That's number one.
Ooh. Girl, that was deep. I'm going to thank you afterwards.
I go deep sometimes.
I'm going to thank you afterwards.
Okay. Okay, so number two.
Remember, be your total self.
Be true.
If you are allowed to be the true you, then you are know that you are in the right on the right ship.
Yes, be your true self.
Do not hire a representative or a replica of you. Do not do that.
And on social media, you have to understand that the lives that you are envying, the lives that you're trying to be like, a lot of them are created, edited, and reposted so that it'll look beautiful, that like every moment is a bed of roses. That's not true. A lot of it is false.
Yes.
So we have to stop measuring our success and our self and our bodies the way our makeup is. You know, it's got to be beat. And all we have to stop doing that based on what we see on social media, because it's not real.
Because here's the thing, and I'm going to use that, and then we move on. I'm going to use that. Most women, and I say this to my wife all the time. I mean, and it's cool because I know y'all, you know, to really make yourself better than what you feel, you put makeup on. So you mask what's truly under your skin of the makeup. And the makeup will make you, it will beautify you, it will bring you to another level of beauty. But under all of that makeup, there is still somebody that's beautiful. So what I'm saying is you don't have to dress yourself up to be beautiful when you're already beautiful. When you're already beautiful within, because beauty comes from the love that you feel for about yourself.
Yeah.
Because you can be the most confident person and be the most gorgeous person. But and you can be this made up person, but under all that makeup, you're just the evilest person in the world.
Just dirty.
You're just downright. So what I'm saying is, don't mask who you truly are. Be who you are, so that we can truly see the beauty that's within.
Make a habit of being you to the point where it just happens automatically.
Yes.
Be your truest self. And if you're going to do that, you just have to know, because the world is so fake. When you're true, if so many of us become our true self, and I'm not talking about just makeup, because makeup doesn't make you fake. I'm talking about beauty is only skin deep. It's what's inside of you that makes you who you are. It's your character. So if you learn to just allow yourself to be free, and stop caging yourself in the opinions of everybody else around you, then you will live such a powerful life, because there is power in freedom.
Yes.
There is power in freedom.
And then lastly, but not least, to be on the right ship, you have to learn how to relate.
Be friends.
You have to learn how to relate. Yes. You cannot exist in any type of ship if you don't know how to relate to that ship. You will never know how to drive your car if you didn't know what it takes to drive the car.
Right. You have to learn how to. What does that mean, relate? That means that if I'm in a happy place, if I'm feeling real good about myself and I'm feeling myself, then that person should not be intimidated or insecure to the point where they try to make you feel low because you're feeling good. Or if there's some situations that's kind of tough and rocky, will that person be to ride the wave with you? Will that person be honest with you and hold you accountable? Yes. Like you said.
Yes, yes.
That's how you relate to people.
That's right.
It's not based on what you feel. It's more than anything, it's based on what they need.
That's right.
If you learn how to meet needs, your needs will be met.
Yes, yes.
Then everybody is reciprocated.
Come on.
All of that.
We want to say this, y'all. Allie was supposed to be here with us today, but she called in.
We praying for her. She wasn't feeling good.
She was under the weather. So let's keep one of our hosts, Allie Crane, Too Real. Just keep her in your prayers, that God will heal her during this season. And we definitely thank God for her, and we thank God for her life and how she is truly being blessed. She's a blessing to us as she is being blessed. So we thank God for her and her not being here, but we definitely praying for her and praying for her speedy recovery.
And we thank her for lending Aunt Liza and Mama Pearlie with us. Yes. I mean, to us. We love you all, to everyone here who has joined us, who chimes in, who's sharing, who has clicked the little like button. We love you, and we will be remiss if we don't just take a little time to say thank you to Sacred Stone Studios.
Yes, we always got to give my boys a shout out here.
Sacred Stone Studios.
Yes,
in Houston, Texas.
We thank God for them. Yes, we thank God for them.
Third Ward.
Yeah, these guys are teaching us a lot. T- teaching us how to be, you know, even branch out.
If we can get the link put up there, if you need anything done from your recording needs, from your podcast needs, videography.
And we get a lot of likes. Some people say, man, that studio setup is dope, man. How y'all in the chat? Man, that studio setup is dope. But, man, it's Sacred Stone, y'all.
Sacred Stone Studios is dope, man. And not to mention the customer service is impeccable. And so, it's black owned.
Yeah.
So come and support Sacred Stone Studios.
So we want to, come on, Quincy, give us the hand claps for Sacred Stone, man.
Sacred Stone Studios.
Yeah. So we thank God for them. So listen,
that's
y'all.
Right.
Listen, y'all, our time is drawing now. So first of all, we want to tell you guys happy Thanksgiving to y'all.
Happy Thanksgiving.
We want you guys to enjoy time with family. And most of all, this is a time of just being thankful, being grateful that we are above the ground.
Amen.
And when I say, man, you know, just I hate looking on Facebook, man, because every time I look on it now, it's like somebody's going home, somebody done transitioned. And even what's the name? The preacher that just Carlton Pearson just transitioned, man. Mm-hmm. So we're praying for his family, and we're praying for, you know, there's, you know, even those who are bereaved, man, we're praying for those who are bereaved. I was in class yesterday, and one of my classmates, counseling classmates, her friend has a daughter, 15-year-old daughter, and the 15-year-old daughter texted her while we was in class and said her mother just committed suicide, and she's 15 years old.
So
let's keep, I don't remember her name, but let's just keep my classmate's friend in your prayers. Yeah. And that we just, you know, undergird her because she's 15 and her mom committed suicide, man. So we never know.
Yeah.
This is why it's so important that, you know, God has taken us in a direction, man, that we can try to get to the hearts and the minds of people and change the perspectives of people and let them know, man, that there's a purpose in your life.
Yeah.
There's a purpose that God has given all of us. God has given everybody a purpose. And our purpose is to do kingdom work.
Yes.
And if we all can gather this purpose, because like you said, like I see, there's a lot of us that were online that were giving kingdom statements.
Yeah.
Mind-provoking kingdom statements. Tanisha Wells, kingdom statement. Aunt Liza, Mama Pearlie, you know what I'm saying? Mia, when she's on, thank God for her. You know what I'm saying? They y'all were giving kingdom statements. So that let me know that there's purpose in every last one of you.
Amen.
And I just want to tell you guys to keep going. As we grow, you grow. As we go, you grow, you go. So we thank God for each and every one of you.
And just make sure that if you know that there's someone that you know that's in
My dad is on the line. I'm sorry, baby. Thank you.
If there's someone you know that's in a situationship, that's in a toxic relationship, that's in a toxic friendship, and you are that person that truly loves them, let them know. Don't worry about them getting angry, because they'll come back to you later and say thank you. But as long as you're above ground, you still have an opportunity to choose. Choose wisely. Get the information, because these people will be connected to you.
Yes.
And you got to make sure that you value yourself enough to just be drawn to the right connections, okay?
Man, we love you guys. And until the next time we come together, and while we are here right now, we thank God for you.
Thank you, Lord.
But we are out.
We are out.
Now let the words of my mouth, the meditation of our heart, be acceptable in our sight. O Lord, our strength and our redeemer.
Hey.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Peace.
Amen.
Thanks for watching.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.